John Thomas in the studio, community paramedic. How you been?
Good, Al. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, I understand you've got a bit of a good news story for me today. I love these.
Absolutely. It comes in conjunction with St John Ambulance just releasing their pre-hospital resuscitation and cardiac arrest report for 2016, last year's details.
Okay. And what do we find in that report?
Well, what we found is that through Curtin University, they established the pre-hospital resuscitation and emergency care research unit. That's a mouthful, but pre-crew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maintained by Curtin University. We've been able to compare changes in our performance and over time, as well as compare ourselves to systems around the country and indeed around the world.
Okay, so what numbers have we found then?
Well, last year we attended 2,451 out-of-hospital cardiac arrest events. More bystanders are stepping in to help save lives, with double the number of people performing CPR than 10 years prior.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, in 2007, only 20% of patients received chest decompressions from a bystander. However, this increased to 35% in 2016, and we're attempting to increase that.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons I reckon why that would be the case. I think number one would be education, but because when I was a kid, I learned basic first aid at Scouts.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of like a generation thing. It just keeps growing, and the more kids are learning, the more, you know, the better it is. And then obviously as adults, you know, they have that knowledge a little bit. They go, oh, I can do a first aid course. I did most of it in school.
That's true, very much. But we also have a good news story. One of our clinical volunteers who was on holiday in Tasmania last week witnessed a cardiac arrest at a sporting event, a 74-year-old gentleman, and commenced CPR, and as a result got resuscitation, revived the gentleman prior to the arrivals of the paramedics. The man was transported to hospital where he had bypass surgery and now is looking to return home. It's a great news story.
That is amazing. And it was his wedding anniversary?
Yes, it was actually his 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So, you know, a really, really good news story. And it's fantastic that someone from local was able to resuscitate that and save a life.
Absolutely. If there was ever a time to be a volunteer, this is now it. People want more details, they can obviously Google St. John Ambulance. They'll find everything they need to know on there.
Absolutely. Or the website, www.stjohnambulance.com.au, or changelives.com.au. Anyway, so that's a way forward.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the chat this morning.
Thanks, Al.